I feel like the truth is at stake.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Scott, I wore a coat last week to wearing shorts this morning. I had shorts on outside this morning. So it is warm and wonderful. I assume down in Cincinnati, it's been downright hot.
It's getting there. It's supposed to be over 80 today, so.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
I am a global warming fan. I tell you, I am. Bring it on.
I'm just waiting for the plagues.
The plagues and the rising water.
No, I'm just waiting for the one plague this year because, you know, the cicada thing. I know I keep talking about this, but I'm...
Do you like have a, you know, like at Christmas when you make the paper chain? Do you like have something... Like little cicadas dotting your house the day closer.
No, it feels like that though. It's just, we're very trepidatious down here. Those of us who remember this from our childhoods are, you know, I mean, it was kind of fun when we, you know, take little badminton rackets and play cicada tennis.
You know, you're going to be disappointed. They're like going to be three.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You're hoping for big.
No.
You're hoping for windshield splattering.
No, definitely not.
Especially around the wedding.
Yeah. No.
Okay. Everything going good there?
Oh, sure. If by good you mean it feels like I'm living in one of those movies, like Father of the Bride. I keep seriously, every day it's like I feel like I'm in that movie, man. There's some crisis where my wife and my daughter are exploding. And by the way,
oh, Scotty Kaboy, I could be Hans.
my wife and I both agree. There really ought to be a Mother of the Bride movie. Because let's face it, the Father of the Bride doesn't do a whole lot.
I know, but it's a little more pleasant. The Father and the Bride is just kind of like he's, you know, the figurehead.
Yes.
He's going through these emotional discomfort. I mean, it would probably have to be a R-rated movie between a mother and a daughter.
And it would be like an 8-part
more like
series.
a Black Widow movie, you know, where yes. It's just... ninjas and ugliness.
It would be like an 8-part franchise where there's, you know, the Mother of the Bride, the first 2 weeks of the proposal is the first one, you know.
And she hires a hitman.
Yes. Anyway.
You should seriously consider it. Maybe write this screenplay.
I'm ready for the whole thing to be over.
You know, it is kind of that way just with all family celebrations. Have you noticed that today's Cal's 15th birthday? He's my second youngest. I know. Isn't that a shocking? Even every once in a while. Do you get like, I don't know, did you ever take pictures and use Shutterfly?
No, my wife.
Well, Shutterfly has this habit of sending you updates. Like 10 years ago, you took these pictures. And it's like you see those pictures and it's almost like someone reached through the monitor and slapped you in the face. Like, whoa, wow. Those kids are so little.
You said he was your second youngest. And I'm thinking, I've been around long enough that I remember when your youngest were pretty little.
Yeah.
Like 15 seems big.
I remember when they were little too. but you know, 15 is that age. You know, where there's just a lot of emotion, you know, and it just rides in on these waves. And all of a sudden you're a big boy who, you know, you can tell he's changing into manhood, just reverts back to a 2-year-old, you know, and there's this, they're in tears over nothing and they don't know why. And yesterday was his whole world was coming to an end, you know, because the birthday plans weren't working out and nobody cares and you know, and then you're not real happy to do anything for them because
get used to it, kid.
They're kind of ruining it for you. Like nobody even cares. Nobody's going to even have breakfast for me. I'm not even going to have a special breakfast. And you're like, Well, I've got plans, so just, you know, but I'm not going to do them now. That kind of thing, you know. It's ugly. It's ugly.
But just tell them to get used to it, because nobody cares about your birthday the older you get. So.
Exactly.
And you have to, Scott, like, buy yourself like stuff.
We should have a call-in line to Scott.
Yes. My inspirational comments.
Feeling overwhelmed by the pandemic? Call Scott Moore.
Get used to it.
Yeah, get over it. You're probably going to die anyway.
Yes.
Hey, which is good news here, because the mandate has lifted in Indiana.
I heard that. That's awesome. I'm ready to move to Indiana now.
You should. You should. But I heard this morning that California is they're going back to normal in like the middle of June. So
because that's the magic date that it's all going to be okay.
Yeah. Right. I think the governor's just afraid that he's going to get removed anyway. So he's trying to scramble to say, I'm a leader. I'm a leader.
I wish our governor would get afraid he's going to get removed.
But I know. I don't
think he.
But yeah, here's the deal, Scott. Do you ever feel like this is, and I, you know, we've been talking about this for a year, and I'll be so glad when we're not, hoping that we're not. But do you ever feel like, I don't know, that this is bigger than just masks and bigger than just even control issue? You know, people will say, oh, they're just doing this media so they can control it. And because this just feels ludicrous to me at times.
I don't think you want to open that box with me.
Well, here's my only thought.
Well, for our listenership.
Scott, call the Scott Moore hotline if you want to know. But here's my thinking, you know, cause like when I walk into Walmart now, there's not even a sign on the door that says you have to wear a mask. And there wasn't for the last, I don't know, a couple weeks, maybe even a little longer. But yet when you walked in, there was a lady offering you a mask. Do you have a mask? And I'm like, no, I don't, I'm good. And I would just walk on in. When this whole thing started, you know, like, even when it was in the heaviest, you know, it was like, I don't know, 50-50, 50 masks, 50 not, 50%. Now, no kidding, it is 90% masks and just a few, maybe not even 10% non-masks. And I'm feeling that we don't need people who are just like brave, because it's not even bravery. It's not like I'm like, I don't care if I get it or not. You know, I don't even feel that way. I've already had it. But I feel like the truth is at stake, you know, not just like one truth, like do masks work or don't work. I mean, I want to just say, if anybody would ever stop and ask me, I want to go, hey, look around. See that guy with the mask hanging off his face? Do you think that's working? Or how about that guy over there who's, you know, has a shirt, you know, just draped over? Do you think that's working? And again, it's because it's not about that. I just wonder if it's bigger than this. Does it have to do with truth? You know, is the world, and you think this through with me, Scott. Is it a truth thing that people just don't know how to believe the truth anymore? I mean, the truth is that, you know, we're at this position that, you know, it doesn't seem to, the mask, so many have said it doesn't really not make a difference, but it's not making a huge difference. You know, there are risks that, you know, if you want to protect yourself, you can get one of those super, you know, that would make a difference for you. But does there come a point where the world needs dads to just stand on the truth? We talked about it a few weeks ago, a little bit, I think, in leading the charge, in living the truth. Because I feel like that we Christian dads are maybe even being a little left behind in this. You know, I just heard they were talking yesterday on the radio. They were talking about trans, and now they throw it around so lightly, trans kids and trans rights and trans this and transistors and transistor radios. But It all leads back to the 50s with transistors. But
I thought we were talking about Easter egg hunts today.
Oh, yeah, we forgot that. We'll come back to that. We'll end with that light note. But even the secularist feminists are saying that, hey, we don't want this trans thing going on because we, you know, we fought hard for women's rights and to say we're better than men. So we don't want you clouding the issue by saying you men can now be a woman, you know. And so they're kind of saying there is truth to, you know, you can go ahead and feel womanish, but you are not a woman. You are a man. And I just feel like, you know, are there times where we men don't wear a mask or dads don't wear a mask when you don't have to because it's the truth? We stand on one woman, one man, because it's the truth. And maybe it's even bigger than that. Maybe if we can't stand on those truths, maybe somehow that affects the gospel as truth. Okay, Scott, go ahead and react to that.
That's heavy, dude.
I know it. But to me, it just makes no sense any other way. I just can't figure. Is it possible, you know, when all these, your governor, and I don't know who that is, you know, is it possible that they really, 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 really do believe some of these things that just seem ludicrously untrue because they don't believe the truth?
Oh,
you know,
sure.
They don't believe the gospel.
That's the only explanation that makes any sense to me is that there's a grand deception going on by the father of lies. I mean, how else would you explain?
Okay, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've been about all along is that, you know, how else do you convince people who can plainly, forgive me for putting it this way, take their clothes off, look in the mirror, and tell which which gender right. they are? How is it possible that they're able to deny that and say, no, that's not true, and, you know, it's all just up for grabs and there's 27 different genders or whatever? Like, you know, it's got to be a grand deception by the devil. So
is part of our, here's what I'm saying. Then is part of our leading the charge in really even sharing the gospel, is there also a element of living the truth in other areas? You know, like, this is just me. This is Todd Wilson, not God. Todd, not God. Let's make it clear. So when I walk into a place that doesn't demand a mask, even though they might say masks are appreciated, do I not wear a mask because I believe the truth that it, you know, that it only has limited, that it doesn't affect anything? Especially when people have had the virus, people have been vaccinated for the virus, because it just feels like playing a game. Do I stand on the truth in those areas because I know that somehow it affects the gospel?
Yeah, and you touched on an issue right there where you're going to run up against.
Well, I know it.
There's so many different tangents to this whole thing because you could have your reason, but that would be different from my reasons or somebody else's reasons.
Right, right, right.
And there won't be any coherent or cohesive message to it. Part of me wants to just print up t-shirts that say, I will not comply, and wear that instead of a mask all the time. Right, you know? Right.
Yeah. Well, I totally get that. And that's why I'm trying to differentiate between my convenience. Is it just that I'm sick of wearing them and I don't want to wear them? Or is it because it feels ludicrous? It does not feel truthful. And so I'm going to do the truth, you know, because we're in a world that is in desperate need of the truth. And maybe we have trouble believing the truth because we say there is no truth. We can't even believe truth. Again, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that. I feel really perplexed by this.
Well, I think we need to be ready to give an answer to those who would ask about our faith, certainly. But I think it's come to, we need to be able to give a concise and loving, dare I say, kind answer to those who want to say, why aren't you wearing a mask, or why do you do this, or whatever. But my problem is I don't have the time or the energy or the frankly, I don't care enough about other people to go through all of that with everybody, because everybody has a different reason why you should, well, if you're not going to wear the mask, you better have had the vaccine, or you have, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just, you know what? I don't need to go through all of that with you. I'm an American. It's my freedom. Don't ask me about it. It's none of your business. But that doesn't feel like the most loving thing. So I don't know what the loving
response
is. Probably
not. So don't call 1-800-SCOTT-MOORE. We'll just print up some cards. And the point is, it's not about our selfish desires, but maybe, and again, I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there, Dad. Maybe it's not our duty. It's our, maybe we need to lead the charge in the truth. Again, we talked about it a couple weeks ago, but we say to our kids or our, you know, our spouse, because I know sometimes our spouses are prone to believing lies. You know, I think there's a reason why Satan went to Eve and said, "Are you sure God said that? You know, did he really say that?" And I think even now they are prone to believing those lies. I mean, I wrote a book for homeschool moms, Lies Homeschooling Moms Believe. But I think it's our job as dads to remind them of the truth and say, no, we don't need to be afraid. Or no, there's a man and there's a woman. No, I know that makes you may feel that way, but that's not the truth. You know, even my wife will feel that, you know, and I have to remind her of the truth. Well, she'll get so uptight about a birthday party. And I'm like, the truth is, it's about celebrating him, not whether he has the presence that he wants, you know, not about whether, you know, we're trying to make him happy. That's not the truth, because, you know, that it's bigger than that. It's the gospel. So anyway, go ahead, Scott.
You know, I was just trying to think, okay, well, in the spirit of the old bracelets back from the 90s or whenever that was, you know, the WWJD things, what would Jesus do in this situation? And I kind of hate to go down that road, because
it may turn against us.
Well, when did it ever go well?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Jesus tried to speak the truth, and Pontius Pilate looked him right in the face and said, "What is truth?"
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the world is doing with us right now.
I think you're right. But hopefully we would be one who would stand on at least saying there is truth.
Sure.
You know, as opposed to everybody else just kind of whatever.
I'm not saying we should not stand on the truth. I'm just saying it's probably not going to end the way we want it to. It's kind of like,
that may be true.
You know, in TV shows, there's always this great moment when somebody does something and I'm like, oh yeah, that'll work out perfect, because it worked out in the TV show. Like, even stupid things like when Aunt B grabs Rich, or not Richie, what's his name?
Opie
grabs Opie by the ear and he just goes right with her, because, you know, you grab a kid by the ear and they're going to go right where you drag them. Mm-hmm. You try that with your kid, it doesn't work the way they do on TV. Or, you know, you say the perfect one-line response to somebody and they just like, oh, well, that makes sense. I even think that. And that never works.
In marriage, you know, where they, on television, he goes, "I'm sorry for being a jerk." And she goes, "Oh, that's fine." And she throws her arms around him and they kiss, you know, as the end credits. And it doesn't work that way. Right. You know, and your easy apology, whatever.
Yeah, know, and that's like kind of how I think it's going right now in the world with everything. It's, you know, like, we can explain to our blue in the face and try and tell them. I'm not sure it's going to go the way we want it to, though. No. They may just say, yeah, what is truth, and hang us on a tree.
Maybe. But we won't be wearing a mask when they do. Yeah. So, how was your Easter, Scott?
Better than I deserve.
How'd the penny grab go?
No penny grab this year.
What?
No penny grab.
Really?
We do that at my father-in-law's house, and he came over to our house.
Wow.
His wife, my wife's stepmom, is still recovering from her surgery and sleeping a lot of the day, and she wasn't up to having a big Easter thing this year.
Sure.
And I realized that, wow, it's a lot of, even with just seven people, it's a lot of dishes to do when you cook Easter dinner at your house. So, but we had a good day, and good. We did do an egg hunt in our yard, but no big penny grab. It was good.
We did the, I mean, of course we went to church and then we had that traditional, egg thing. And we had a really fun time. All the kids were there. They played spike ball. And if you've never played spike ball, you should, that'd be a good sport for your older kids maybe. And we every year we hide this giant egg that's, you know, about the size of a football. And that's, I don't know, there's usually like a bag of candy in it. But we've started for the last 4 years since we did it, we've written the winner's name inside, you know? And so I just, it's sitting on our counter right now, ready to be put away in the basement. I just, you know how I like, sometimes you project yourself into the future. I was just thinking, you know, one day our grandkids and great grandkids, maybe we'll be hiding that egg and see all those names in there. And, to me, that's just that's a legacy of family. That's why we do family stuff. One last thing before we go. So, I was listening on the radio the other day, yesterday maybe, and they had a interview with Hunter Biden, which is President Biden's son. And I don't know all the stuff, you know, that he's been in the news, but I just thought it was interesting that he sounded so much like his dad. And I was just struck, you know, how Scott, sometimes you're just struck by, you know, my thoughts on truth or whatever. And I was just struck by, wow. I mean, he has the same mannerisms, the same voice patterns that he, you know, they weren't just necessarily ingrained in him, even though some of the vocal cords, I assume, are similar. But, you know, being around his dad all the time, he just kind of picked up those, and he just talks like his dad. And I thought, you know, some of my kids talk like me. And I was looking at your daughter's engagement pictures just the other day. And I noticed how much she looks like a Moore. I mean, she looks like your wife, she looks like you, she's, you know, it's in there. And I just thought, you know, it's passed on, not just father to son, but father to son to son to son. And again, just struck by how, not just our voices, not just our looks, but by some of the things that we do as we stand on the truth, how that is passed from father to son, and on and on and on. You know, these shall be on your heart, and you shall teach them when you rise up, when you lay down, when you walk along the path. And really, that just makes what we do so, so important. And, you know, maybe as we started, we were talking about the truth. Dads, you know, if there are some areas that maybe you need to shore up, or maybe that you've been getting buy-in, maybe you've been sneaking peeks at things that you shouldn't, or you know, doing things you shouldn't, those will be passed down as well. So, you know, don't grow weary. You're in the same boat that we all are. We're all in the same, facing the same things, trying to do the same job. But it is worth it. And it pays huge dividends, not just for us, but for, you know, generations to come that we'll never meet. Closing on this, on Easter Sunday, we all met over at Ben's house, and you remember a couple, whatever, 3 years ago when they built the big deck with the pool that they disassembled and took up from one person, you know, they bought it on Facebook Marketplace and then they moved the whole thing over to their house. They were all out on the deck and it was a beautiful day. I even have a sunburn. You can see my glowy rose on the screen there, Scott. But towards the end of the time, I went back over to our house. I don't know why, but I decided I would call my parents and just, you know, see how their Easter went. And I was sitting by our side door, which goes into our, you know, our back entryway. It's an old house. And the sun was shining. I had my feet propped up as I was sitting in this chair. And as I was talking to my mom, I was just like kind of telling her what our Easter day was, look how it went. And as I was looking across our yard, you know, it was just like I was watching somebody else's house as they had this party going up on the deck, and people were playing spike ball in the yard. The little kids were running around, I think in a golf cart, you know, and I just, again, it was like viewing a masterpiece that you were a part of. and knowing that it's going to continue to shine and spread even when I'm not there. And I don't know about you dads listening, but you're a part of that. You know, what you do really, really matters, whether you see it or not. And sometimes God is gracious enough to allow us to see it. But I'll tell you, this is a dad who feels very full and feels the responsibility of his dadness. So, Dad, have a great weekend. We're going to be in Waterloo, Indiana, at a little homeschool thing called DASH. I think it stands for DeKalb Area something something homeschoolers. And if you're in the area, I'd love for you to stop by. You can just search that. And then we're out for the next eight weekends in a row. We're going to kind of go out and back. I think we're going to be in Minnesota the next weekend at Miche. And actually, it's in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And then after that, we're going round hard rock in Texas. And then Alaska after that. So it's going to be a busy next 8 weeks. But we should be here doing this thing that we love doing. Again, if you have any questions, call Scott at his hotline. And don't forget, you to dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at Scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.